Americans are celebrating Thanksgiving Day today. What makes you grateful? And we'll share a couple of stories of why we're celebrating God's goodness on today's broadcast of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. In the United States, Americans are celebrating Thanksgiving Day. Many Christians share stories of what God has done or is doing in their lives this year. In keeping with that tradition, we'd like to share this amazing story from Bibles for China. Wendell Rovenstein says that they were doing their normal work of helping the church in China when something unexpected happened.
This has been an atheistic country, and in their mind, to know that even there's a God is something you have to help them work through. And I think that came real clear to me when our translator went with us to the first place that we went with her to assist us. And when we left there, she said, "I am shocked. I had no idea there's churches in China." So it began to realize this person was a great translator. But by the time we had finished our trip with her, she had accepted the Lord. She'd had revelation from the Lord through seeing what was happening in the church. And I have been working with her, discipling her, and seeing really a newness and freshness in her life, knowing Christ as her Savior. And with the churches that are existing, and we've become more comfortable and spending more time with them, we're finding they would love to have us come back, not only with God's Word, but with those that could train and embrace them to help them understand more clearly what we take so for granted.
The 2015 distribution starts early. Usually in the spring, the first trip is slated for January. It's crucial to know how many Bibles they'll have available to distribute as they plan. The funds raised for Bibles in the next 2 months will determine how many people they'll be able to reach. Each Bible is $5, and no gift is too small or too large.
We're looking for churches that will work with us for 3 to 5 years. This is God's ministry. I leave it completely at His hand, but it looks like that He's opened opportunities. And in the midst of that, we've had 3 churches contact us and want to know if they could be involved in some sort of a training program in tandem with what we do.
What it boils down to is a new appreciation for both the availability and the accessibility of God's Word. $5 can make a huge difference for the beginning of faith, just like it did for the interpreter who came to Christ this month.
Anybody, any church, or anybody would like to make a difference for next year in the 300,000 Bibles we're committing ourselves to this community, and went to BibleForChina.org. So we're just asking people to seek God. How can you make a difference in China? One soul makes it represents a family, knowing and being a part of the kingdom of God. So we're pretty passionate about what God does through His Word.
And gratitude shifts your focus from what you're lacking in life to the abundance that's already present. We'll wrap up today's broadcast with a look at another impact story that describes this perfectly. This time, it comes from For Haiti with Love. Eva DeHart says a man from Texas called them after hearing about their need for burn cream in an MNN newscast last month. Now, he's a regular MNN listener and responds to stories by praying and giving.
He wanted to make a donation. He went for his recorder, and he recorded the name and the address and promised to send his check. So we have a blind man in Texas calling Florida to reach out and help burned people in Haiti as an outreach of his own personal ministry.
It's just another reminder that even with our own challenges, God can touch hearts to reach beyond ourselves to the needs of others. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is a great MNN partner, providing us with lots of stories about the persecuted church. You can get them too when you sign up for their weekly prayer alert. It's free. With 75% of the world's population living in persecution, prayer is essential. Go to missionnetworknews.org and just click on the banner. It's on the right side. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.